We are back with Coach Carmen Massarello, a segment we've done every week all year long. And, boy, nearing an end to this season. Final home game tonight. Final game will be at Iona on Saturday, and then it's playoff time in the MAC in Atlantic City. Good afternoon, Coach.
What's up, Raj?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Just going over my play card for the night and just, you know, excited for these guys, especially, you know, Steve Lazar, one of our, you know, our four-year player, which is going to be probably an anomaly in years to come with four-year guys. But Steve has been here and done just a great job. He's pre-med, so it's, you know, he does it all. He's almost, I want to say a 4.0 or a 3.98 student, which is amazing with what he does for our team. And just, you know, him being a guy that sets the tone in terms of how you're supposed to act and being a great role model for our guys. And then Mike McLaughlin, a.k.a. Scribbs, he's one of our managers and does a great job. He came here and, you know, was a quiet, you know, young man, and we've grown him. And, you know, Michael Bayer is going to come into town to support him. My former assistant, Greg Fay, he's going to come into town to support him. So just a guy that, you know, we've been able to grow. And, you know, it's what it's all about in coaching, right? You know, being able to grow boys, young men to men, and give them experiences that they should cherish for a lifetime through the game of sports.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So how do you handle Lazar tonight? You give him some minutes, you start him. What do you do on? How do you handle
it? It's funny. I guess I'm catching some slack because I didn't want to tell Mark Singlace who I was going to start, because I never like to give the opposing coach, you know, I want them to go through their roster and be like, hey, this kid wasn't on a scout. Oh, he's a senior. You know, Paulus started his seniors when they played. They lost last game at home to Mount St. Mary's by 20. He started five of his seniors. Obviously, I don't think he started a walk-on. But, you know, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I think you can go back and look, since I've been head coach senior night, who I've started and kind of, you know, be able to pull that out of there. But excited for Steve and definitely get an opportunity. And, you know, just, you know, like I said, people love reading things and then assuming things. It's crazy. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I just read the article that Singlace wrote, and the headline is Coach is Confident He Will Return. I never thought there was really a doubt, because John D'Argenio did give you a vote of confidence a while ago, the director of athletics, and obviously your body of work leading up until this season has been rock solid.
Yeah, and that's, I kind of, you know, he asked that question. I said, no, I'm not concerned at all, to be honest with you. I'm excited to lead this group. I'm a guy from the community. I do everything the right way with class and integrity. And, you know, I'm excited for the rest of this season, because I still think if we get rolling, we have a chance to make some noise in Atlantic City. But we need to start, you know, getting guys back. And then the other thing is, you know, with the way the landscape of college athletics is also why we're in this situation, but also will give us a chance to respond quickly and, you know, really resoundingly for next season. So that, for me, you know, I take so much pride in being the head coach here of a program like Siena, with the class and integrity, you know, of our president and our director of athletics. And it's awesome. You know, like I wouldn't change this job, and I'm really a prideful guy about it.
Who's in and who's out tonight with some of your top players?
Yeah. Looks like, you know, we'll have Ely. He'll be available. You know, he did a good job in practice these last couple days, and, you know, Sean still got to get cleared, but he's been working. You know, he hasn't been able to, you know, get into full contact, but he's been on the treadmill. He's been getting shots. He's been getting individuals. And then, you know, Tekken, we'll see. His foot's really been bothering him, his Achilles. And he tried to practice the other day and said it was really painful. So that's going to be something that's going to be up to him. But, you know, and then, like I said, these other guys have been doing a great job. You know, I saw the nice piece you wrote on Mason Courtney and Kyle Winters as well. I mean, that's what preferred walk-ons
are
doing their job.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, listen, if everything were the way you wanted it to be, I'd probably be fair to say that Mason Courtney might not be getting, you know, 28 minutes per game. But it is what it is, and I think the young man's taking full advantage of it.
100%. And that's the positive, right? You can look at, you know, however you want to look at life. You can look at what you have or what you don't have. And the fact that Mason can grow through this experience, a place where both his mother and father went, you know, to Siena College. Dad actually played football here when we had football. And, you know, Mason's also pre-med. People don't know that as well. So he's knocking it out in the classroom too, just a great young man. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what teams are about, guys stepping up when their numbers are called. And like I said, I'm proud of their effort and who they are as people. And that's why, you know, I love being a head coach.
Well, you know what? He's played pretty well. I mean, he's averaging 7 points a game, makes some good decisions with the ball. He's, I don't know how many games he's started, but he's started quite a few. And I was going back through some video because I hope we can interview him tonight. I'm coming down, by the way, Coach. We'll do a little hashtag Raj on the road tonight.
I love it.
From MVP. But I hope talk to him. And I was just going through some footage last night of games this year. And a couple games, man, he's like 30% for three-point range. So he's got playing time for various reasons this year, but taking the most of it, and his numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I said, proud of him. And like I said, comes from a great family, works tirelessly, does everything you ask. And, you know, that's what it's about. You know, those are the great stories. Those are the things, you know, to really appreciate. And, you know, the other thing is, right, on senior night, obviously, you know, we talked about not having the season that we would hope, but our guys really, you know, so appreciate the support from our fan base with still coming to games and, you know, still rooting them on. And that's what makes Siena basketball so much, you know, so really vital to this community. And you know what? That's also why they expect to win every time. And that's why, you know, there's articles written, because, you know, you can have it two ways, right? You can not be spoken about and not have high expectations, or you can be spoken about and have high expectations. And I'll take the latter every day of the week.
Yeah, no doubt. And the other kid is Brendan Coyle. I know his father and mom really well and saw him play at Colony before he ended up going to prep school, but he's getting some minutes for you too, and I love that too.
Yeah, no, Brendan, hard worker, just, you know, guys believe in him, and, you know, that's what it's about. You know, guys continually put in the work and, you know, continue to get better and improve, and he's a team-first guy, and that's, you know, those are the guys you like to be around. Those are the guys that have a zest for life, that light up a room, that can communicate with people on campus, that are engaging, and that's how we look to, you know, continue to build with guys that have those same qualities.
Demos is so good. So I said Courtney's averaged like 7 a game, which I think he is. But in the last 6 games, 10 points and 3.8 assists.
Yeah, no, yeah. My guy Demos is he's locked in. I'm sure he's down the hallway listening to me right now.
No, 2.5, 2.56 assists.
Yeah.
And 3.8 steals per game in the last 6 games. I got everything I need.
I love it. I love it. No, it's
I love it too.
You know, it's like I said, this, you know, for me, this whole season, and it's been a learning experience, and you grow through it, right? You have to be able to withstand and go through these type of situations, and the only thing it's going to do is make me a better coach and a better leader of young men, and that's what I cherish. So
yeah,
you know, and what? Hey, it happens. It happens to the best coaches in the country.
It's a mulligan year for me, for you, and it, you move on. And I'm sure this roster will, fair to say, right, next year when we get ready to roll and we're at one of your practices, that this roster might look a little different.
I'm just focused on Niagara tonight, Raj.
Okay. No worries, Coach. a team you beat, right? You won at Niagara.
Yeah, we won at Niagara, scored in the 90s. You know, and I told this before too, right? Like, Mike Evagoro, Michael Ojo, you know, Michael Ojo had battled some injuries early and missed a number of games and number of practices. Mike Evagoro is still out, and it's more of like a stress reaction in his lower body. So we may not have him back the rest of the year. And he was a guy in a lot of our games that we were really competitive in one, or we're right there towards the end. You know, Michael Evagoro is playing, and he's defending, he's rebounding, he's playing multiple positions. I mean, so like I said, happy, you know, he's in our program, but you know, that's, you know, those are the type of glue guys that you miss when you're trying to win games. But like I said, other guys will step up, and you know, that's what makes college athletics so much fun, right? It's championship week already. You got teams already eliminated, from their seasons, and now, you know, what are they to do, right? I always remember that feeling as a player, both in high school when we lost in the regional to Henniger, and then when I was in college, when the season was over, it's you know, you almost lost your way. It's like, well, you don't have a schedule. You don't have lifting. You don't have an individual. You don't. And then I was like, you know what? I didn't know it at the time, but I needed that schedule. Like when I was playing professionally in Europe, that's when I really figured out I wanted to be a coach, because I had so much free time and I loved the game so much. But I was like, how do I make this my life? And, you know, other than my wife and my kids and my family and the Lord above, right? Like the next most important thing to me is seeing a college basketball and making sure this thing's going in the right direction.
All right, Coach, fair enough. I'll see you down there a little bit later on. We'll be a little hashtag on the road tonight.
Yeah, let me know if you need to talk. Then I won't have, you know, I'll make sure I put my hair gel in early.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need you. I got to go through the proper channels, and that means Demos. But trying to track him down is not easy to do.
Yeah, no, he's a man of many hats.
He's a man of many hats. All right, I'll see you down there tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. That's Carmen Massarella, head coach, Siena Men's Basketball Program.